Okay, so I want to jump. And again, permission to read from this. Is that good? Are we okay with that? Yeah. Grace, love. Okay, so I want to recap just a minute or so where we left off last week, and just highlight, touch on it. It's a woman of the well has an encounter with Jesus. And what that looks like, the brief recap is real simple. A woman at the well, Samaritan, Jesus has an encounter with Jesus, and what that looks like is pretty profound. It's this woman that is, it's literally like this. The law and religion would say you shouldn't even talk to me. How I feel about myself is I don't even want to interact with my own people. And because of my sin, like my particular sin is like so ugly in this society that the laws would say I should be stoned. And then here comes Jesus. And he said, but I say that you are valuable. And I love you. And you are fearfully and wonderfully made, just like he's telling every single one of you the same thing. And I want a relationship with you, and I'm going to pursue you, just like he pursued every single one of you. This just happened to be her encounter. Well, who are you? Well, I'm the one that gives living water. I'm the one that wipes away the tears. I'm the one that heals up the brokenhearted. I am living water. And if there's any question, there's this pinnacle of this interaction. She talks about the coming Messiah. And if there was any question, he literally says, who you are talking to, that's me. I'm him. So I asked you last week to look at this story through a couple lenses. The first one is the physical versus the spiritual or eternal. And then the second thing is I want you to reflect upon your own story and how you responded to your encounter with Christ. Okay? So when we left, he revealed who he was. So let's see how she responds. The woman left her water jar beside the well and ran back to the village telling everyone. So the very thing, the very physical thing she went to the well for was no longer important to the point that she leaves it. Now being filled with this living water, this physical water is left behind. Her story, your story, it's pretty quick and pretty simple. Come and see a man who told me everything I ever did. Could he possibly be the Messiah? So the people came streaming in from the village to see him. So that's all she said. It wasn't that complex. You don't have to have this super incredible story. It's like, here's a man that told me everything. Could he be the Messiah? Let's come and see. I mean, that could be for you. That's literally like, here's my encounter with God, and then come see. That's as simple as, like, okay, come to church with me. Like, I was a mess. I was a wreck. I was whatever your story is. Like, we're going to see some people's stories tonight, and it may be yours. You're not alone. Doesn't matter what it is. I was this. I had an encounter with Christ. Come see who he is. It's that simple. Meanwhile, the disciples were urging Jesus, Rabbi, eat something. Jesus replied, I have a kind of food you know nothing about. The disciples were asking, again, clueless in the physical. Disciples were asking, did someone bring him food while we were gone? Jesus explains, my nourishment comes from two things. doing the will of God, of whom has sent me, and finishing his work. You know the saying, 4 months between planting and harvesting, but I say, wake up. Present day, wake up. Wake up, guys. Like, wake up. What are we in? We're like, even as believers, like we're new creation. We're new creations. But still, what are we in? Busyness, Netflix, coping mechanism, numbing mechanism, escapism. I mean, I know that's enough, y'all. I mean, we're at Watermark, so that, I know that doesn't happen, but it does. Wake up. Now we're back in. But I say to you, the fields are ripe for harvest. The harvests are paid good wages. Write that down, wages. Now, the first time I heard wages, probably the same, it was kind of scary, right? What do we think of? It's the wages of sin is death, okay? You do this, and this is the wage that you get. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. I hadn't heard about another type of wage. Like, this is a good wage. Now, Jesus brings to us a good wage. The harvesters are paid good wages. The fruit of the harvest is people brought to eternal life. It's rich. I want to talk a little bit about joy. Could anybody have a little bit more joy than you currently have? Would you like that? Yes? I mean, right, we're all there, right? And the thing is, when you accept Christ as your Savior, you are a new creation and you are transformed. But what I believe is that we are not operating in fullness of joy. Does that make sense? And he talks about how we can have that, and it's right here. And again, same thing. I think even as believers, we sometimes still chase the physical to get joy, and it's fleeting. Job, career, applause, whatever it is, husband, wife, kids, we chase it, and it's fleeting, and it's temporary, and we all see it's not fulfilling. And what we see is true joy is he's about to reveal how to have true joy, and it's right here. What joy awaits both the planter and the harvester alike? This is true joy. This is eternal joy. It's not worldly joy. It is eternal. This is a promise, and God's word does not return void. God has a buffet for us, and I feel as believers, many of us are just eating crumbs occasionally. We could be operating in so much joy. So, why? I could have a list for, like, here of myself, okay? Of myself, like why I didn't do it. I was only trained on how to evangelize, and I was scared to death. I'm not going to do it. The first time we went to go evangelize, we did some training. We went out there, and the girl that hopped in the back is like, I'm going to throw up. I mean, so it is like, people are scared. And they don't feel they're equipped. Fear, number one, I don't feel like I'm equipped, number two. Can y'all relate to that? So, how do we deal with this? Is that real? Let's jump right back in. Many Samaritans from the village believed in Jesus because the woman had said, he told me everything I ever did. You mean the same woman that was scared to be even in the same place of her own people? That's the person that God used to bring this whole town? So that kind of, he wants to use you despite of your fear. And then number two, equipping. We're going to equip you tonight. And we're going to lock the door and tell all of you, no, I'm just kidding. We're going to equip you tonight. And the third one could be like, that's too much responsibility. The weight of me sharing with my mom, that's a massive responsibility. You may think like that's too much. Verse 37. You know the saying, one plants and another harvest, and it is true. I send you to harvest where you did not plant, others had already done the work, and now you will get to gather the harvest. Down to 40. When they came out to see him, Jesus, they begged him to stay in their village. So he stayed for 2 days, long enough for many more to hear his message and believe. Then they said to the woman, now we believe not just because of what you told us, but because we have heard him ourselves. Now we know that he indeed is the Savior of the world. So, same thing. They believed because she's like, he transformed me, come and see. And that's all you may need to do. That's all you may need to do. Is he transformed me, come see. Come to church. Come, here's a Bible. It's not up to you, it's up to him. Does that make sense? Does that like take a little weight off of it? And here is here's the final point. So last week, I mean we are all the woman at the well. Okay? I'm the woman at the well. Last week, the understanding was this, that I'm broken. Who would want me? My sin is too ugly. I'm this, this, and this. And Jesus is going to come after you and pursue you. And he wants that relationship. And he's going to break through every barrier to get to you. Okay? Now, you're the woman at the well this week for a different reason. Because this week and this point forward, God is going to use you. He chose her because he wants to spend eternal life with her, but he chose her and he chose you because he wants to co-labor with you. He wants to have you experience the joy he experiences when, as they celebrate in heaven, a soul is won for the kingdom and you got to be part of it. He led her to eternal life and she transformed a town. You may think, I'm imperfect. Great. You qualify. Right? I mean, you're this woman, social outcast. Moses, you are going to set my people free. I can't even speak. Blake, you're going to speak. Here's a long list. Here are the promises. Here are the promises. Nourishment. Joy. Good wages. I can promise you, you will eat on a buffet of joy that is so fulfilling, you'll never want to go back. Ever. So, here's my challenge to you. I'd say let's make it a summer challenge, okay? Is to pray that God uses you, okay? Practice your story. Train it. Learn how to share the gospel. Learn how to share the story. Step out in faith and start sharing your story. And invite people to church. This is what God's done in my life. Come to church. I'm going to close on a very quick story. So it happened tonight. So my car broke down a couple months ago, so I Ubered everywhere, okay? And I would share the gospel. I would pray with people. I mean, I'm talking about Multiple people came to church. Multiple people cried. It was the richest 2 weeks, I think, of last year. And the point where my car then blew up months later, don't buy a Maserati, okay? Now, that's not what I drive. I'm just giving a plug for MoneyWise, okay? Like, that's, it's just good wisdom. Don't buy a Maserati. But so I've literally Ubered everywhere, and I'm saying these are layup conversations. And what happened to me, I mean, this is truly practice what you preach. On the way here, what do I want to do? I want to go over my notes in the back. Where are you headed? This is always a layup, Watermark Church. And he starts engaging me, and I can either review my notes or I can practice them. And we had a deep, rich conversation, and I told him my story, and he related, and I asked him his. And then what did I do? Come and see. Come and see. And he lives in Plano, so he's like, okay, I'll go check out Watermark Plano. So, and again, what the woman said, come on, here, y'all meet Jesus, and once they do, Jesus takes over. So, guys, I thank you for your time. This has been a huge honor, and it has really blessed me. So I hope you got something out of it. Speak on it. Bless you. Thank you. Thank you.